You know, I could swear that I know you. You are fucking kidding me, right? No, I'm not kidding. I think I know you. You're really familiar. But I don't know, I just can't place you. You're being childish. You are being so fucking childish. No, wait. I know who you are. You're my long lost sister. Wait, no, you're not lost. Really? Really? Are you really going to? You walked away. You're my sister who walked away. I did not walk away. I did not walk away. You did. You walked away from me. Everything we built together. You walked away from Portly. I never walked away from Portly. Fine. In that case, you just walked away from me. Why are you even here? Why did you arrange this meeting? It's Christmas, and it's Christmas. Are you fucking kidding me? It's been 3 Christmases, and I haven't heard from you at all. I didn't think you would want to talk to me. I didn't. But it would have been nice to know you were alive. Did you really care? Fuck you. Just fuck you for that. I'm sorry, that was unfair. That was. I'm sorry. Wow, an apology. So, why now? What's so important? I miss you. I miss my sister. I miss Portly. I never meant for this to happen. You never meant for this to happen. What did you think was going to happen when you walked away? I didn't think that we wouldn't talk for 3 years. I didn't think you would act as if I was dead. I had to. You had to. You don't get it, do you? I had to pretend that I didn't care. I had to act as if you were dead to me. It's the only way I could keep you safe. What? Keep you safe. The agency were all over me. Don't get me wrong, I fucking hated you. You destroyed everything. Portly didn't eat for 2 weeks. What? Portly didn't eat? Of course he didn't eat. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Just don't apologize. It's been 3 years. 3 fucking years. And I couldn't look for you. I couldn't check up on you. I couldn't do anything. All that I could do to keep you safe was pretend that you were dead. Pretend that I hated you, that I despised you. Do you know how hard that was? No, you don't know. You don't know how hard it was. It's easier to be the one leaving than be the one that's left behind. I didn't leave. I didn't want to leave. You didn't want to leave. Wow, really? It seemed like you wanted to leave. I didn't want this. This was never what I wanted. You didn't give me much of a choice. Are you trying to say that this is my fault? This is the fucking cheek of you. I'm not saying it's your fault. It's just you didn't give me any other option. What was I meant to say? What was I meant to do? I don't know. I I didn't think anything like that would ever happen. I didn't think I would fall in love. And you don't understand. I shouldn't have said that. I shouldn't have made you choose. It was unfair, and I didn't understand at the time, and you broke my heart. You broke my heart. And I lashed out. I'm sorry. I am so sorry. I the minute I walked out the door, I wanted to go back, but I couldn't. The minute you walked out the door, I wanted to chase after you, but I couldn't. Because we're too stubborn. Exactly. But that doesn't make it all better. It doesn't erase 3 years. You didn't try to contact me. This is the first I've heard of you. I couldn't contact you. If the agency found out, they would have killed you. So it was better just leaving me in the dark. I was trying to protect you. I had the agency on my tail. It was complicated. Yeah, it was complicated. With your new sidekick. Don't be like that. Don't. Well, that's what they are. They are your sidekick. They are the new me. That's unfair. You're being unfair. I'll be honest with you. It's hard to be fair. Because as much as I love you, as happy as I am to see you, I still kind of fucking hate you right now. 3 years. 3 fucking years. 3 years of portly, pining, brokenheartedly. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I never meant to hurt you. I never meant to hurt Portly. You are two of the most important people in my life. I remember when we were the two most important people in your life. I didn't plan on falling in love. I didn't expect it. It was just meant to be a normal job, and then it was such a fucking mess. And then I thought I could pretend to be normal. Sister, when have we ever been able to be normal? I should have known. I should have listened to you. I was not for six, and I was in deep. I was in so fucking deep, and then I tried to have it all, but I couldn't. In the end, something had to give, and it was our relationship. No, it wasn't our relationship, it's just I hate how it went down between us. I hate that it wasn't that I didn't choose you. It was that you just couldn't not choose them. I understand. I get it. So why are we here? I mean, what's changed? You couldn't contact me for 3 years because you wanted to keep me safe. I couldn't try and find you. But you're the one that reached out. So what is it? We need your help. And when you say we, you mean yes.
Wow.
Okay, why do you need my help? It's the agency. They've been dogging our heels. It's bad. It's really bad. We're still here by the skin of our teeth alone. No, you're still here because you're a great assassin. Not as good as me, but you are pretty good. Wow, that's such a compliment. I thought that I could take them down. I thought it would be easy, but it's complicated. It's difficult. Of course it's difficult. You're running. You're trying to look after someone who doesn't have the skills to help you. It's a miracle you're still alive. And that's why I need you. I need your help. I need you to help me take down the agency. You want me to help you. You want me to help you take down the agency. Are you fucking crazy? You are. Wow, it's true what they say. Love does make you mental. I'm not. I knew you would say that. Well, you know me so very well. I mean, I'm just an open book to you. You know, this wasn't my idea. Well, it wasn't my idea either. It was your true love's idea, wasn't it? What? To use me as a tool to get you out of your sticky situation. It's not like that. It's not like that. I only told them about you 3 days ago. What the fuck? 3 years and you didn't tell them that you had you didn't tell them that you had a twin sister? It didn't come up. It didn't come up. When you're running for your life, trying to stay alive, shit doesn't come up. Wow. Wow, I I'm shit, am I? Wow. Don't be like that. You don't get to tell me what to be like. You're the one coming to me. You're the one who needs my help. You don't get to dictate how I react. You're right. You're right. I have no right to ask anything of you. And that wasn't... They didn't... Fuck. They didn't... You're not very good at this, are you? No. Neither are you. Yeah. 3 years on your own will do that to a girl. Okay, that was low. Oh, you want low? Take a look at this. This sad, pathetic corgi. Look at him. He wants to come and just rush over to you, but he's scared that you're going to walk away again. Okay, that's low. That's low. Has he put on weight? Did you just fucking fat shame Portly? Did you just... What the... You... Oh, you fuck. I'm not... It's just... I haven't seen him in 3 years and he just... He... I'm not saying he doesn't... He carries it well. It suits him. I mean, he's not meant to be... Just... Stop. He's put on a bit of weight, I will admit. He's been comfort eating. Because he missed you. We both missed you. Okay, that's low. But I kind of deserve it. You do. So will you help us? It is so cheeky of you to come here and ask that. It is beyond... I mean, the brass balls on you. Well, I can't blame you for saying no. I didn't say no. I said that you're cheeky, which is true, but I didn't say that I wouldn't help you. You'll help us. You're my sister, of course I'll help you. Wait. Wait for what? No, there is something wrong here. There is something not quite right. There is something that... I mean, this has been too easy. Easy? What about this has been easy? This is not easy. No, it is easy. You have been... You've been too nice. I mean, you didn't try to shoot me. You didn't try to stab me. You didn't even hit me. Well, I'm the nice twin, obviously. No. No, because... You agreed to help. You didn't make me work for it. You didn't try and get some leverage. You didn't... Way too easy. Why would you so readily agree to help me shut down the agency? Because I'm the nice twin, obviously. No. You agreed to help me because... You're in trouble with the agency, aren't you? No. I am absolutely... You're being ridiculous. You are... No, that's just... No, I'm not in... Me in trouble with the agency? No. Wow, that really was so very convincing. Yeah, that was totally convincing. You know, you're a really good actress. You're persuasive, you're charismatic, you're convincing. I've seen you pretend to be a Norwegian midget, and it worked. Even though you were wearing 6-inch stilettos at the time. But that... You're hiding something. I'm hiding something. You called Portly fat. Why did you agree to help me with the agency? Because I'm the good twin, and you're my sister, and I love you. Shouldn't I? That was going too far. You didn't buy any of that, did you? Not at all. So, come on. Why do you want to take down the agency? Well, I'm in a little bit of aggro with them. I mean, it's not bad. It's just they're trying to kill me a bit. They're trying to kill you a bit. You're on the kill list. I'm at the top of the kill list. No, I'm at the top of the kill list. You were at the top of the kill list, but you kind of been shunted into second place after me. Wow, you must have really fucked up big time. What did you do? I didn't do anything, you know. The agency, they're just completely unreasonable. And, you know, we should come up with a plan to get rid of them all. We should do that because the agency are evil. And we're good. We're both the good twin. What did you do? I didn't do anything. What did you do? I didn't do anything. Don't lie to me. What did you do? Sorry, what? What? I might have. Just tell me. I might have fallen in love with my target. Just a little bit. just wait one fucking sec. Did I just hear you right? Probably not. So whatever you think I said, I didn't say. No. You said that you fell in love with your target. No, I said I might have a little bit fallen in love with a target, not my target. Although they were my target. You fell in love with your target. Wow, and you say that I've got brass balls. Fuck, I've actually been rendered speechless. Wow. Look, I didn't plan on it. It just happened. It just came out of nowhere. You don't know what it's like. I don't know what it's like. You did not just fucking say that. Okay, maybe you
do know what it's like, but it's just, I don't know what happens. I didn't want it to happen, but it happened, and I couldn't kill them. Ditto! Oh my fucking god! I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. I didn't know what it was like. I didn't know that suddenly they would become everything, and then nothing makes sense anymore. I know, exactly, it's confusing. Imagine how I felt. I told my sister that I'd fallen in love, and I tried to make you choose between us. I'm so sorry. Fuck. I'm just really bad at this. You are incredibly bad at this. But so am I. I guess love really knocked us for six. More like 106. So you're in love, are you? Yeah. And how does it feel? It's absolutely terrifying. Exactly right. You get it. I have no idea what I'm doing. I am panicking all the time. The agency want to kill them, and I'm just, you need your sister. I need my sister. I'm so sorry. I am so sorry. It's not okay, but it's not okay. But it's in the past. And we need to move forward. We need to work together. I need you. Of course you need me. I'm the better assassin. No, you see, that's why you contacted me, because I'm the better assassin and you need my help to take down the agency. I wouldn't say you're the better assassin. I think you'll find that I am the better assassin. No. I mean, I have been on my own against the agency for 3 years, and I'm still alive. And I'm still alive. And I'm 3 years with all of the agency, just all their assassins being thrown at me, and I'm still alive. Well, I didn't try to kill you, so technically you didn't face their best. Wow. Look, you're my sister and I love you. Despite you kicking me out of our life, I didn't kick you out. Fine. We'll just agree to disagree on that. But you are not the better assassin. You're a good assassin, but you are not better than I am. I think you'll find that I am. I am so much better than you, and that's why you need me. No, you're not. And that's why you agreed to help me take down the agency, because you know that you can't do it on your own. Oh, you didn't just fucking say that. You didn't just, you know what? You know what? Let's see who's the better assassin. Yeah, let's see who's the better assassin. Come on then, sister. Show me what you got. Oh, I'll show you. I will fucking show you. And oh, look at him. Oh my god, he's so adorable. He doesn't want us to fight. Portly! Oh, Portly, you're so adorable. I missed you so much, Portly. Oh, Portly, you're so cuddly. Seeing the two of you together, I really fucking missed you. Portly's not the only one that's been comfort eating. I think it looks good on you. You're always too skinny. It's just, you know, being assassin, it's stressful. It is so stressful. I know, right? You understand. They don't understand. I mean, don't get me wrong, I love them, but they don't understand how stressful it is. I know, mine's the same. They don't understand that being an assassin is so stressful. So stressful! You know, being alive for 3 years, It's impressive. You are an amazing assassin.
Oh, thank you.
I've heard about some of the things you've done. The kills, the assignments. You're an amazing assassin too.
Oh.
We're still going to fight it out though, aren't we? Oh yeah, totally, just when Portly's not here. But we really should take down the agency first. Yeah, we should totally do that. So, when do I get to meet them? Meet who? Your beloved. Oh, you. You don't actually have to meet them, do you? I mean, it's not the... I do. I mean, you've met mine. No, I haven't. Yes, you have. You pretend to be me, and then I know you've met them. Technically, but... Oh, you knew... Well, yeah, I knew. Sorry? So I'm going to meet the one that got you into all that trouble. Oh, you're going to embarrass me. Oh, I am going to absolutely crucify you. You're going to combust from blushing. It's going to be amazing. You do realise I'm going to do the same. Oh yeah, totally. You're going to make it cringy, embarrassing. You're going to make me suffer. I fucking missed you. I missed you too. I can't wait to take the agency down. We're going to kill them all! Can we use flamethrowers? Yes, and grenades, and oh! We need Sergei. This is going to be so...